Some frequent flyers are helping the Transportation Security Administration test a program that's designed to speed up security screening. It's the Registered Traveler Program, and it verifies identities through the use of biometrics. Testing is underway in Los Angeles and in Minneapolis-St. Paul. Mark Zadeklik reports from Minnesota Public Radio.
Minneapolis businessman Pat Bassett is one of the TSA's first registered travelers. He agreed to allow the agency to scrutinize his background and take electronic scans of his fingerprints and irises. Now, Bassett no longer has to wait in line with everyone else. He breezes through an exclusive security checkpoint while regular travelers look on waiting in line.
Can I have your boarding pass, sir?
Absolutely.
There you are.
Terrific. Did they send you an email saying you were...
Yes, they did.
Bassett doesn't even have to pull out his driver's license. A computer verifies he's the person named on the ticket.
Okay, it's going to ask for your left index finger first and then for your right.
Okay.
So go ahead and press it on glass just like when you enrolled. Okay, now put your right on.
That's it.
Bassett still has to go through a metal detector, and his carry-on luggage has to be electronically scanned. But in addition to having his own line, he won't ever be selected for a random search.
I think this is pretty slick, and it makes travel a lot easier.
Over the next 6 months, the TSA will test the program with 10,000 volunteers at 5 airports nationwide. Justin Oberman, the TSA's director of credentialing, says the program will be deemed a success if it improves customer service without jeopardizing security.
The technology appears to be working extremely well. I think our intention is, if this is continues to be as successful as it has been to date, that we would want to absolutely extend it and keep it going.
Northwest Airlines, the first airline to work with the TSA on the Registered Traveler Program, has been pushing for such an approach since soon after the terrorist attacks, when airports reopened to long and slow-moving security lines. Northwest Senior Vice President Gary Fishman says pre-screening some travelers and guaranteeing a way to positively identify them allows officials to spend more time on the unknown.
Why subject all customers to the same level of scrutiny when there are certain people that, myself for example, you know a lot about and is a much lower level of risk than somebody who's just walked through the terminal and you know nothing about?
But some travelers are questioning the special treatment afforded registered travelers.
Are you part of the Registered Traveler Program, sir?
Oh, no.
Okay, if you go to security, any blue flag.
Okay, great.
Barbara Dvorak, standing in the regular security line at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport, is on her way to Florida. She doesn't buy the TSA's argument that checking travelers' backgrounds improves security, and she doesn't like the program.
I just think everybody should be treated the same. I don't think anybody's time is more important than anybody else's.
But businessman Pat Bassett, who's used the special checkpoint several times over the past couple of weeks, hopes it'll become a permanent option. Bassett says it's made travel less stressful.
Time is money. The less time you have to wait, the more time you're productive, whether it's on the phone or whether it's through other means, to get business done. So, yes, I would think that that will help businessmen come back if they know that there's less time waiting in line.
Beyond Minneapolis-St. Paul and LAX, the TSA will introduce its registered traveler program in Houston, Boston, and Washington, D.C. Congress allocated $5 million for the six-month pilot program. If it does become permanent, figuring out just who should pay for it, the feds, the airlines, or travelers, may prove more difficult than attracting volunteers for background checks and iris and fingerprint scans. For NPR News, I'm Mark Zadeklik in St. Paul.